Christmas hat.
You hear us, Vina?
If you want.
Wasn't that bad?
No, the old Christmas hat.
Did you really say?
Which word?
The last one was by.
No.
You got the merit.
Pure in heart and righteousness.
The merit, pure in heart and righteousness. Let's look at Matthew 5:5.
Merit, kindness. Let's see the pure in heart.
What are we looking at, man?
Matthew 5:5.
Okay.
The merit was pure in heart and righteousness. Try and record it there. Either of those others would be one we did. Oh, you got it?
Yep.
Okay. Let's look at meek here. Gentle and giving of free because it's more actions than a state of heart. Gentle spirit will probably get out of 5. Humble. I don't know what to do with that. I'll probably get out of 5, maybe a 4. What do we do with kind-hearted? Kind-hearted. Getting a little bit away from meek. 0. Kind-hearted.
Yeah.
How about happy those claiming nothing?
White monk.
Where'd you get that from?
Mine is
Phil. That's it. He knows my Bible by heart.
Mix the arrows.
That'll give it a minus 15. I give it a minus 30, but I just don't know if I can generate another minus 30 for Phillips. How about this one? Blessed are the lowly. The lowly. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean meek.
No.
Yeah. No.
The downtrodden, the lowly.
Low life.
Look at the lowly.
That has a Bible time, the low life.
That's what it says. I don't like that very well. I don't like lowly that well. How about lowly in mind? I think it's a little better. But lowly in mind.
The idea.
I don't know that lowly in mind is a synonym for humble. The lowly in mind, I still think that could be taken
as kind of Eastern religion-ish.
The lowly in mind.
The soul.
You know, the dunce. I'm probably going to hear that about 0. How about mild tempered? Is that very close to meek? The
mild tempered.
It's not bad. That meek takes it totally off the subject. It looks like it's talking about something totally different. When you're talking about a heart, it's talking about some temper, some synapse.
He's mild tempered.
So
a Superman.
He's my old man.
Clark Kent, my Superman. I don't know what to do with mild tempered. Maybe minus three, maybe. Seems pretty far from meek to me. Let's launch out into the deep.
You're giving meek a five?
Yes. Meek, although it has a bad connotation, I think that bad connotation is unjustified. I think meek is a good word.
Jesus.
So, Moses is the meekest man on earth. I don't necessarily look at that as a weakness or an anger trait.
What is it in the Greek when that word means?
I don't know the Greek word. I don't know the Greek word here. The Greek word means meek or of a gentle or humble spirit. Tyndale.
Meek.
The Amharic, meek. Meek also. Adams.
Meek.
New King James.
Gentle.
Dewey. Look in verse 4. King James meek. King James 2?
Meek.
ERV and ASV? Both are meek. Numeric?
Meek.
NAS?
Gentle.
RSV?
Meek.
NEV?
Gentle.
20th century?
Gentle.
Benton?
Kind-hearted.
Wait a minute.
He's in here.
I got him right here. Meek.
How about the one before?
Righteousness.
Anyone for that?
Pure in heart. Moffat.
Moffat is humble.
Goodspeed.
Humble.
Byington.
Mortars.
I think that's another verse.
Meek.
CB.
Lowly in mind.
Lowly in mind. Phillips.
Happy are those who claim nothing.
Beck.
Gentle.
Good news.
Meek.
Living.
Meek.
Jerusalem.
Gentle.
Barclay.
Gentleness.
Those whose strength is in their gentleness. Those whose strength is in their gentleness. Well, that's similar to gentle. NIV.
Meek.
Waste.
Waste is meek.
Amp. Does waste add an addenda to it?
No. It's all just meek.
Amplified.
The meek. The mild, the patient, the long-suffering.
Meek, the mild, the patient, the long-suffering.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Basic.
Gentle.
Kingsley.
Gentle.
Norley.
Norley is meek.
Ledger.
Those who have no pride in their hearts.
Someone like humble. Knox.
Patient.
The patient.
Who's really patient?
The patient. The patient. I suppose by patient he means somebody that just quietly puts up with things. and waits.
Kind of like Jesus patient. In the temple, right?
I don't think patience is that far off. I think I gave it a minus one here. Confraternity.
Meek.
Nab.
Lowly.
Diaglot.
Meek.
Young.
Meek.
Darby.
Young. Meek. Meek.
Godram.
Meek.
Darby.
Meek.
Worrell.
Meek.
And Gordon.
Meek.
What does he have for the other two?
Let's see. Righteous, thirsting for righteousness. And let's see.
Pure in heart?
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Clean in heart.
Mm-hmm. New world.
That is mild tempered ones.
Mild tempered.
Yeah, we made it there.
Lanza.
Meek.
Simple.
Humble.
Recovery.
Meek.
What are the recovery versions humming right along here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
New century.
Humble.
A lot of fives on the recovery.
Let's look at Matthew 5:3. I'm playing my notes on Matthew 5:3. Matthew 5:3. What's it say in the King James?
Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Poor in spirit. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. The poor in spirit.
I think you like that one.
I like the rendering, poor in spirit. It's an interesting one to evaluate. If I ever find my notes. Well, maybe we'll have to just launch into it and take it cold.
I got the inner linear here.
What does the inner linear say?
It says the poor ones as to the spirit.
Poor in spirit, same as clean in heart. Dative. Poor as to or in the realm of or in the sphere of the spirit. What I think poor in spirit means is, write this down again. What was the meaning here?
Poor ones as to the spirit.
I think it refers to people who, it's the opposite of the lay of the see in church age, who says they're rich and need of nothing. The poor in spirit are not people who are spiritually poor. That's not what it is. I'm going to write that down. Spiritually poor. It is those who, as it were, see their spiritual need. Those who sense or feel their spiritual need and are longing for more in the Lord. So, poor in spirit, I'm going to give the King James a 5. So I think that's literal. Poor in the spirit or as to the spirit. Those who are spiritually poor, I'm going to give that a minus 10. You know, this is the spirit of the best, but those who see their spiritual need, that's a real idiomatic rendering. What do I give that anyway? Those who see their spiritual need.
That's the concept.
The 5. Are we going to give something that idiomatic a 5?
It's close.
3, 4.
4.
What was the rendering?
Those who see their spiritual need. How about those who feel their spiritual need? Same thing. And I give that a 4.
Yeah.
With that one, I kind of, it almost seems like people can see at times their spiritual need, and yet they're really, they can at the same time become self-sufficient. You know, they can see that they have some need.
Is it,
don't really,
could we say the same thing you're saying to poor in spirit?
Mm-hmm. Well, to me that refers to actually being poor in spirit, whereas seeing it or feeling it, it may not be very deep. Because we can never really see deep in our hearts to see or to feel it, and it gives them the wrong impression.
You can see the truth and not act upon it.
I think you can say the same thing about poor in spirit, though.
It seems to carry the idea that whoever's seeing it is going to do something about it, or they wouldn't be blessed.
Mm-hmm. Let's just launch out, see what we run into. I think we got the idea here. Mm-hmm. Tyndale, poor in spirit. Amharic, poor in the spirit.
Poor in the spirit.
Poor in the spirit. The is in the Greek.
That Adam is?
Yeah. The literal was poor ones as to the spirit. So poor in spirit, poor in the spirit. I think I'm going to take those the same. Adams.
Poor in the spirit.
New King James.
Poor in spirit.
Dewey.
Poor in spirit.
King James. Poor in spirit. King James 2.
Poor in spirit.
ERV and ASV.
Poor in spirit. Oh.
New Merrick.
Poor in spirit.
NAS.
Poor in spirit.
RSV?
Poor in spirit.
NEB?
Those who know that they are poor.
No in spirit?
And those who know that they are poor, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. How blessed are those who know that they are poor, the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
That's
NEB. I know.
More than feel.
Those who know that they are poor?
Right.
No, that's way out in my field. Minus 15.
Wait. No, but wait, there's the end of that verse kind of qualifies that statement.
No, okay. They are poor.
Read it again.
How blessed are those who know that they are poor, comma, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. It's not a comma, it's not a semicolon.
That's just the rest of the verse.
Those who know that they are poor?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you could think of that in terms of material wealth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it kind of on the spirit.
Century.
Poor in spirit.
Poor in spirit. Fenton.
Gentle in spirit.
Gentle in spirit. Boy, are we in the right verse?
Blessed are the gentle in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
What are we on now? When? Fenton?
Matthew 5:3.
What?
Gentle in spirit. Boy, totally missed it.
What was that? Fenton?
Yes.
Fenton. Wait a minute. Got it right here. At least I got it on the next page. Poor in spirit. Moffitt.
Foreign spirit.
Good speak.
Blessed are those who feel their spiritual need.
Feel their spiritual need. Byington.
Poor at heart.
Poor at heart.
Poor.
Man. Poor at heart. What in the world does that mean? The poor at heart.
Happy are the poor at heart, because the reign of heaven is theirs.
The poor at heart. I don't know what it means. This is very idiomatic. It isn't very good.
That's like the disposition of the person.
CB, poor in spiritual things, excuse me, who feel poor in spiritual things?
Those who feel poor in spiritual things.
How happy are the humble-minded?
Verse 3?
Yes. They just missed humble. It.
Humble-minded.
For the kingdom of heaven.
Actually, humble-minded, poor in spirit, there is a similarity.
In spirit, though, isn't that more of a neediness for God?
It is, but it has the idea of a person who's not self-sufficient. And, you know, there are a lot of religious people who do not feel a need, and they're not reaching out to the Lord. So the poor in spirit are those that are seeking, that are letting God be their strength. So humble-minded is kind of in that ballpark. It isn't very close, but it has the idea of somebody that's not self-sufficient, needy, that doesn't have a need.
Minus 5.
No, I don't know what to do. I'm even at minus one. The Beck.
Poor in spirit.
Poor in spirit, Beck. Good news.
Those who know they are spiritually poor. Yeah, those who know they are spiritually poor.
Well, I think that's better than just the spiritually poor. Bringing up this other aspect. Living.
Humble men are very fortunate, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them.
No, it's close to Phillips.
That'd be like Phillips.
Phillips was humble-minded. You're a humble man. I'm very fortunate. Jerusalem.
Poor in spirit.
Barclay.
Barclay. The destitution of their own lives.
What?
Give us a little more of that.
Oh, the bliss of those who realize the destitution of their own lives.
I say.
Well, those who realize the destitution of their own lives.
Poor in spirit, destitution.
What's the word destitution?
Barren, empty, Christ.
Oh,
destitution, yeah, barren.
Okay.
They got a need.
Realize the destitution of your own lives. That can be negative and positive.
It could refer to a junkie.
It can refer to all kinds of things.
Or a Catholic or Jehovah's Witness teaching.
NIV.
Poor in the spirit.
Poor in the spirit. Wiest.
Wiest. The destitute and helpless in the realm of the spirit.
is that they're realizing their need, or that they're just desperate and helpless?
Spiritually prosperous are the destitute and helpless in the realm of the spirit.
That's better than Barclay.
Destitute and helpless
in the realm of the spirit.
Oh boy, I got a negative thought on that one. There's a lot of Lutherans that are destitute and helpless in the realm of the spirit. I mean, they are.
They don't know it.
That's all I had
to say about that. Yeah. Amplified. By the poor in spirit, the humble rating themselves insignificant.
Rating themselves insignificant. The poor in spirit, humble, rating themselves insignificant.
All right.
Basic.
Poor in spirit.
Poor in spirit. Kingsley.
Poor in spirit.
Gnarly.
Poor in spirit.
Ledyard.
Those who know there is nothing good in themselves.
That's like being worthless.
Could take that in a positive sense.
But it doesn't give any of the meaning of it.
Right.
It's like a different truth.
What's your ledger again?
I'll read the whole verse. Those who know there is nothing good in themselves are happy because the holy nation of heaven is theirs.
I kind of like it in a certain way. Knox.
Poor in spirit.
Knox, poor in spirit. Confraternity.
Poor in spirit.
Nab.
Poor in spirit.
Dagmar.
Poor in spirit.
Young.
Poor in spirit.
Darby.
Poor in spirit.
Rotherham.
Destitute in spirit.
Well, poor, destitute. Rotherham.
Rotherham.
Poor in spirit.
Well.
Poor in spirit.
Concordant.
Happy in spirit are the poor.
There goes those five.
Yeah, that was, which one was that?
Concord.
That was good.
Concord. Oh, man.
Those
are
five.
Read
that again.
Wow.
Let's
hear Concord again.
Happy in spirit are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
We ought to tell Boo that one, he would be happy.
New world.
Those conscious of their spiritual need, like that. Mm.
Lambs of.
Blessed are the humble. Now there's a footnote here. It says Yoth, Y-O-T-H. Is the smallest letter in Aramaic and Hebrew. Does that have to do with
that? Well, it's got an awful. I'm not going to read any footnotes, but you can read them to us.
Well, it's got our humble. It says, blessed is humble. Blessed are the humble.
Uh-huh.
And maybe there's something there. That
coming out of the Syriac, he's probably noting that that's the smallest letter in the alphabet, and therefore, you know, humble, small. I don't know.
It's kind of like Job's, right?
Yeah. Simple.
Broken in spirit.
What was that?
Broken in spirit.
The broken in spirit. What's that mean? That's something new.
Broken in spirit.
Yeah. I don't know that I like that.
It kind of makes me think of Isaiah 57.
Broken and contrite
heart. What was that? Broken and contrite heart.
That was cool.
And trembles in his word.
Broken in spirit. Oh, well. Recovery.
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
New century.
Those who know they have great spiritual needs.
Okay. Read through that one.
What was that? Mom's in the room?
Mm-hmm.
Poor in spirit.
Oh, simply
no, humble. Probably lousy is humble.
Humble.
So I read it concordant again.
Concordant.
Happy in spirit are the poor.
Simple English was broken in spirit.
Any comments or questions? Are we ready to roll on?
I was wondering what you had. Did you have any thoughts on the broken in spirit yet?
I do that as well. I didn't know much to do with it.
Yeah, you go.
On some of those translations back in Revelation, first you imagine
in Mark 4. Which was a recovery, simple belief.
How many are you missing? If you're missing one or two, we can give them to you. If you're missing a lot, you might have to give up to you.
Dewey, 20th century. Daisy.
Okay.
Why don't you just look those up after class?
What was
waste on
this?
Waste on Matthew 5:3.
Waste was spiritually prosperous are the destitute and helpless in the realm of the spirit.
Can I get the ledger on
slide five. Who's got the roll call?
Oh, Ledyard on 5-5.
Those who have no pride in their hearts are happy.
Moving on, new scripture. Any questions? Where did you go? Revelation 1:12. Lamps or lampstands, the Greek is, versus candlesticks. Choose an example on file 2. So the idea of lamps are burning oil for the type candlesticks can be different. I'm probably not going to put a whole lot on this. I'm probably going to give lamps a 5 and candlesticks a 1 or something. I'm not going to do a whole lot with it. Good comment here. What?
Lampstands or what?
I'll do that 5.
5.
Lamps or lampstands?
And candlesticks, 2.
And I give that, I'm
going to
give
that 1. You have to make that decision. Turn in your notes.
Question? Ready to go? Tyndale.
Golden candlesticks.
Amharic. Golden 7, that's 1-12, right?
Yes.
It's lampstand. Lampstand. Adam.
Golden lampstand.
Okay.
Adam is lampstands.
Lampstands, Adams. New King James.
Lampstands.
Dewey.
Candlesticks.
King James candlesticks. King James 2.
Lampstands.
ERV and ASV.
Candlesticks both.
Numeric.
Lampstands.
NAS.
Lampstands.
RSV.
Lampstands.
NEV.
NEV is... seven standing lamps of gold.
Standing lamps. 20th century.
Lamps.
Lamps Fenton.
Lampstands.
Wayman. I got Wayman. Lampstands. Moffat.
Moffat is lampstands.
Goodspeed.
And lampstands.
Byington.
Lampstands.
CB.
Lampstands.
Phillips.
Lampstands.
Beck.
Lampstands.
You're going Phillips, you're on a roll. Good news.
Yeah.
Lampstands.
Living.
Candlesticks.
Jerusalem.
Lampstands.
Barclay.
Barclay. Lampstands.
NIV.
NIV. Lampstands.
Weast.
lampstands.
Lamp.
Lampstands.
Basic.
Gold vessels with lights burning in them.
Well, that's not too bad. Kingsley.
Lamps.
Norley.
Lampstands. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Candlesticks. Candlesticks for Norley.
Ledyard.
Lights.
Just lights.
Lights. Lights made of gold.
Lights made of gold. Knox.
Candlesticks.
Confraternity.
Lampstands.
Nab.
Lampstands.
Jaguar.
Lampstands.
Young.
Lampstands.
Darby.
Golden lamps.
Rotheran.
Lamps.
Gobby.
Candlesticks.
Whirl.
Candlesticks.
Concordant.
Lampstands.
New World.
Lampstands.
Lamb.
Candlesticks.
Simple.
Lampstands.
Recovery.
Lampstands.
New Century.
Lampstands.
What is Darby on that one again?
Darby.
It's golden lamps.
Rotherhand.
Rotherhand. Lamps. Any other questions?
Concordant.
Lampstands.
Lampstand?
Yeah.
And Lampstand?
Yes, that's the next one.
Lampstand. Lambs. Lambs was candlesticks.
Basic English.
Basic.
Basic was golden vessels with lights burning in them.
Golden vessels with lights burning in them. So, verse 18. The Greek word Hades. Used a lot of places in the New Testament. We'll just take it here. It's kind of an interesting context to take it. The keys of death and of hell, meaning Hades. Keys of death. Verse 18, Revelation 1, verse 18. Having the keys of death and of Hades. Hades, we know, is the place of departed spirits. The root of the word Hades, perhaps all receiving or the unseen state, having to do with the spirit land, unseen. Hades, I'm giving a 5. There's a problem with hell. The word hell implies torment, which isn't necessarily true of Hades. It's hard to know what to do with hell. If I want to just rate it outright, I'd probably give it a minus 10. Because it's a whole different idea. Hell is more the final place of judgment. Hades is the place of departed spirits. So the King James, I guess, takes a licking here. Spirit land. Probably give that a 0. That's not bad, but on the other hand, it's pretty broad. The spirit land, angels and demons, we're talking about the place of departed spirits, not that. The netherworld. Actually, netherworld isn't that bad. Because if you look up netherworld in the dictionary, you get a fairly decent definition. I think it has something like the place of the dead or something like that, netherworld. I think netherworld is used more in mythology writings or something like that. We don't use netherworld in our vocabulary, but there's certain writings that will use the word netherworld. The place of departed spirits, I think I'll give that a 5. The underworld. Well, that could be Al Capone, that could be that could be the spirit world. I don't know, what's underworld mean? Does it mean netherworld, or does it mean underworld figures? It's hard to know what to do with underworld. Let me go to minus five. The grave, death and the grave. The grave sounds like it doesn't bring it out. I mean, there's a sense in which grave could be good. There's another sense in which it might miss the whole thing. It's more than just the grave. It's Hades.
Mm-hmm.
So
seems like it's worse than.
He decided to do a grave.
What did you put the metric? Grave.
You know, last time I gave grave a minus 10. I don't feel that bad about it now. One time I gave it a minus 20, another time I gave it a zero.
Netherworld?
Grave. So I varied on how I took it. I took it as ambiguous one time, another time I took it as minus 20.
Pattern. Are you moving in a certain direction now?
I don't know.
Grave, to me, is where the body is. Well, it's only the spirit.
Not the spirit of itself.
Okay.
Minus 10.
So the grave doesn't say anything.
It's a death in the grave. The grave where the body is, yeah. So it doesn't bring out the...
I hope he's done you.
Hades is the spirit world. Okay, that's a good point. That's probably why I gave him minus 20 at one time. Maybe I'll give him minus 10 again.
The grave. Doesn't David talk about going to the grave, or some of the Old Testament people talk about going to the grave?
Yeah, that's a King James translation for Sheol, though. So if the King James translates a grave, I'd probably give him a minus 10 there.
What is the grave coming from?
Underworld?
Netherworld.
Netherworld, I gave that a 2. Only because the English dictionary gives a good definition for it. My first reaction to it was netherworld. What's that?
Very deep.
But the netherworld is the spirit land.
TV and what's movies and things always picture that as a place
the
devil runs.
Netherworld is the same
as
like spirit land. We use spirit land too.
Spirit land, I felt, might be confusing with demons, angels versus place of departed spirits.
Hasn't Pastor used that phrase in some of his sermons?
What's that?
Netherworld.
I can't remember.
I can't remember the context, though. Everybody knows that.
He used it last week. Just remember he said that. It's stuck on my mind. Just remember he said it last week.
Another world?
Yeah.
You may have misused it. I don't know. You may have used it to the realm of demons instead of the realm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quite a demons.
We need an English dictionary in class here. I have to remember to bring one. Let's launch into this. We'll finish it here before our final bell. Tyndale, hell. Howard, hell. Adams
is unseen world.
The unseen world. I'm going to give that a zero because that could be good, that could be ambiguous. The unseen world. Pretty vague. New King James.
It says Hades and of death.
Hades and death. Okay. We're looking at Hades there.
Okay.
That's good. Dewey.
Hell.
King James. Hell. King James 2.
Hell.
ERV and ASV.
Hades both.
Numeric.
Hades.
NAS.
Hades.
RSV.
Hades.
NEB.
Hades.
20th century.
Place of the dead.
Place of the dead.
Oh, wow.
That's very
good to me.
Place of the dead. That could be good. That could be...
That could be like dead and grave.
Yeah.
With place of the departed
spirits. That was a good thing. Place. Of the dead.
Zero.
Yeah, kind of ambiguous. Fenton.
Spirit land.
Spirit. Weymouth has Hades. Moffat.
Hades.
Goodspeed.
Death and the Underworld.
The Underworld. Byington.
Byington. And the grave.
What do we do with Goodspeed?
Underworld?
Oh, was Moffat?
Moffat was Hades. CB.
Underworld.
Phillips.
Death and the grave.
Beck.
And hell.
Good news.
That's the world of the dead.
The world of the dead.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Not bad. Living Bible.
Hell.
Jerusalem.
Underworld.
Barclay.
Death and Hades. Hades.
NIV.
Hades.
Weast.
Death and of the Unseen. Capital U.
The Unseen. Amplified.
Hades.
Basic.
Hell.
Kingsley.
The Grave.
Gnarly.
Gnarly is hell.
Ledger.
Hell.
Knox.
Hell.
Dawn Fraternity.
Hell Purgatory.
Hell.
NAB is the Netherworld.
The Netherworld. Diagon.
Hades.
Hades, yeah.
Hades.
Darby.
Yep, I mean Hades.
Abraham.
Hades.
Darby.
Hades.
Worrell.
Hades.
Concordant.
Unseen.
Unseen. New World.
Hades.
Lamza.
Sheol.
Well, that's the Hebrew equivalent, so I'm going to give that a 5. Simple.
Simple is... Sheol is the Hebrew.
Hades. Hebrew Hades.
Simple's Hades.
Since Lamza comes with Syriac, I got that out of there. Recovery.
Hades.
Recovery's on a streak.
Yeah.
New Century.
Hades.
Good.
What was Adams?
Adams.
Adams?
Adams was...
What you rated?
Oh, I see.
Did it say Spirit Lamb?
Yeah, I had one of those two.
Spirit Lamb? Okay.
Adams was Unseen.
Unseen. Okay.
What was it?
Tyndale. Tyndale. Any other questions?